Good morning, brothers and sisters. Some of those songs, I love some of those songs, and they've got so much life to them, it makes one just want to get up and dance a little to the Lord, amen? The trouble of it is, I turned 65 since I was here last, so I'm too tired to dance. It's good to see you this morning. And if you've got your Bibles, we're going right to Scripture. If you've got your Bibles, turn to John chapter 11. I'm sure it'll be on the big screen. There's quite a few verses. This story, we need quite a few verses to get the whole story. And so I'm going to read more verses than I would normally read. But we need them all to include the whole story. John 11 is not foreign to you. You know the story. There's three verses here I want you to take note of, and I'll highlight those as I go through and comment on them as we press on through. I think the little ones already gathered this. The little ones, you can go if you didn't already. Little ones to Children's Church, yeah, they're gone? Yeah, okay, good. All right, John chapter 11, here's the story. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters, that's Mary and Martha, sent to him, that's Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love, that's Lazarus, is sick. Jesus isn't in the vicinity at this point. You got to go back a couple chapters, and I'll explain John chapter 9 in just a minute. But he's quite a ways away because the Jews have now already tried to kill him. The time of Jesus' earthly ministry is almost up. Mary and Martha know he's not in the vicinity. He was in Jerusalem just a few days ago. They tried to kill him. They wanted to kill him. But he left the area because he knew his time wasn't quite there. So he's not in the area. But they send word to him, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, he's speaking to those that are with him. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I want you to remember that phrase as we press through these verses. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God may be glorified through it. This sickness that he was just told about. The Bible says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved this family, these siblings. He had been in their home. He would be in their home again before his own crucifixion. And the Bible said he loved them. And so when he heard that he was sick, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he, that's Jesus, stayed two more days in the place where he was. You would almost get the sense there's a purpose here. I need to stay here till something happens. He heard that he was sick, and the Bible said, so he stayed there two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let's go back to Judea. Well, the disciples, very aware of John chapter 9, the events that took place there, said, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered them, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things Jesus said, he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well. However, Jesus spoke of his, that's Lazarus, his death, but they, that's the disciples, thought that he was speaking about Lazarus taking a nap. They weren't all connecting here. Verse 14, so Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad he said to them, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. Why would he say that? I am glad. He just got done saying, Lazarus is dead. Our friend, my friend, he's dead. And then he said, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. That you may believe. He's going to get to that point. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who's called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, they've now walked back. They're a ways away. They're a day or two away. When Jesus came, he's come back now to Bethany. He found that he, that's Lazarus, had been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And Jesus arrives back at Bethany. We kind of know the setting around here, don't we? We've done a couple funerals in the last week. We kind of know the setting of sorrow and grief and mourning. And that's what he came to. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, she went and she met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Remember this phrase. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, she said, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And he said to her, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming to the world. She said, I do believe that. But in her heart, she's still feeling, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't be dead. That's what she still felt. And when she had said these things, she went her way, and she secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and she came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house, that's Mary, and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose and quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and she saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. She said the exact same thing Martha said. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit, the Bible says, and was troubled, and he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." So they took him to the site of the grave, probably just a hole in the side of the hill. And the Bible says in verse 35, Jesus wept. And at this point, there's a lot of people around him. Mary, Martha, his disciples, people, Jews from Jerusalem that had come to Bethany to grieve and to weep with the widows and people from Bethany. There was a lot of people around him. And Jesus stood there before the tomb of his friend, and the Bible said he wept. And the Jews, observing that, said, "See how he loved him." "He's weeping too," they were saying. "He's hurting too. See how he loved him." And some of those Jews that were in the crowd that day, they had been in Jerusalem, story, but he healed a man that was born blind. He had been blind his whole life, and nobody had ever healed somebody that was born blind, and he spent his whole life, and Jesus healed him. And the Jews were angry at that. And so in their mind, these Jews from Jerusalem that had come here to the grave of Lazarus, they're in this crowd, and Jesus is standing before the grave, and the Bible says he wept, and these Jews see him weeping, and they say, "See how he loved him." And other Jews said, "Could not this man who gave sight to the blind have," he said, to read exactly, "could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man, Lazarus, from dying?" That's what was going on in their minds. The story isn't quite over. I'm going to pause before I read anymore. I'm only going to read a couple more verses in a few minutes. He's only weeks from his own death. And what I want us to think about today, friends, I want us to think about that statement. Could not this man, Jesus, who opened the eyes of that blind man, could not this man also have kept this man, Lazarus, from dying? I want us to think about that. The Jews had seen Jesus open the eyes of the blind. That had never happened before, and they said as much. You just have to go back to John 9 to read the account. Now here's another sick man, one that they knew. The sisters had even called for Jesus and said, "He whom you love is sick." And the Bible said, we read this earlier, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Almost like there's a purpose to staying two more days and let this sickness and death happen. The reason for this text today, friends, and I know that you know this story, but the reason for this story today is because many of you have been exactly in the same place that those that asked this question. Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man alive? Some of you have been in the exact same place. What do you mean, Jim? Many among us here today have said in your mind, "Lord, you healed others. Couldn't you have kept my spouse alive? couldn't you have kept my child from getting cancer? Couldn't you have kept my spouse from leaving me? Many of us today that sit here have been in the same place. Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this from happening in my life? We have been there too. Many of us have been in the place that the same place that the sisters were. Lord, if you would have been here, if you would have heard my prayers, if you would have came when I called upon you, my brother wouldn't have died. We've been there, if we will admit it. You have wondered, couldn't you have prevented this cancer, O Lord? Couldn't you have saved my loved one from this tragedy, O Lord? Are you hearing me this morning, friends? Many of you have been there. You see, we've seen the miracles of Jesus either with our own eyes. I've seen miracles of Jesus right here in our midst, right here in this community, right here in this church, or we have seen them from the Bible. We have seen them. And when we don't see the miracle in our family, our circumstance, our trouble, we cry out with the words, the same words that the Jews from Jerusalem did that day. Couldn't you have intervened in my circumstances and helped me too? How many have been there before? Nobody. I don't believe you. I don't believe any of you. We've been there where the sisters were. Lord, if you'd have done something, my brother wouldn't have died. We've been there. Or maybe it goes something like this. God, if you would have heard my prayers, then why did I get cancer? Why did my loved one get cancer? Why did my husband die? Why did my wife die? Why did my child die? Why did my husband or wife leave me? Our prayers have been that, just like the people of that day. Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also kept this man from dying? Could he have not intervened in my circumstances too? And you know the answer to their question that day? The answer is yes, he could have. When some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? The answer is yes, he could have. Emphatically, yes, he could have. As God incarnate, he could have kept Lazarus from dying. And the answer to your crying heart is yes, he can. He can comfort you. He can walk with you. He can heal. He can save. And so before we get all angry, well, why didn't he then, Jim? Stay with me. Remember verse 4. I told you to remember this verse. When he heard that Lazarus, his friend, was sick, the Bible said that Jesus responded, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I'm not saying he caused the sickness in Lazarus. I'm not saying he caused the death, but he can use that circumstance to glorify God. That's what I am saying. And that's what he said. We think in terms of today and the immediate and now, he sees a much bigger picture. And I want you to pause and think for a moment, and please understand I'm not minimizing anybody's loss, because there's been plenty of it. There's been plenty of suffering. There's been plenty of hurt. But I'm asking us to think for a moment. Could there be something that God is doing in my tragedy that will bring God glory? I'm asking us to think about that. Is there something in my tragedy that will bring people to Christ? That's what he's talking about. And I'm asking us to think, consider for a moment, is it possible that maybe in time, through whatever tragedy you've experienced, that because of it, I'll be more dependent upon Jesus? Or because of the last tragedy or difficulty that you went through, might I draw nearer to Jesus? That's what I want us to think about. Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Yes, he could have. But as he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And so the question I have for us today, friends, can Jesus be trusted in your tragedy? The answer is yes, he can, if we will. You say, Jim, I don't like tragedy. You know what? I don't either. I don't like pain, and I don't like death. I don't either. But if we will trust him in the tragedy, somewhere behind the scenes, whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, or 5 years, somewhere behind the scenes of that tragedy, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you, if we will trust him in the tragedy, we will see the hand of God drawing us close, saving somebody else, redeeming somebody else. We will see the hand of God if we will trust him in our tragedy. And I know how we felt, because I've been there. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I get it. We've all felt that way about something. If you would have showed up, this wouldn't have happened. But I want to encourage us, friends, God must be trusted in the tragedies, in the hard times, as he sees much more than we do. He sees much more than today. He sees what good can come from tragedy. He must be trusted, even when it doesn't look like anything's going right. John 11:39-40, as Jesus is standing before the hole in the side of the hill, he said, take away the stone. We just got done reading, Jesus wept. We just got reading, look how he loved him. We just got done reading. Couldn't this man who opened the eyes of the blind back in Jerusalem a couple of weeks ago, couldn't he have kept this man from dying? And now we get to John 11:39, and Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, thinking like we think, Lord, by this time, he stinks. He'd been dead for 4 days. It's warm in these parts. He stinks. Don't put us through this embarrassment. That's how we think. And Jesus said to her, and he will say to us in our tragedy, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? You know the story. He cries out to the Father, and then he cries out to the dead man in the tomb, and he says, Lazarus, come forth. And I go back to this verse in verse 40 to conclude, and I remind us when Jesus said, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? That is our directive. If you will believe, Jim, or John, or Judy, or Joe, or whatever else our names are, if you will believe, he said, well, did I not tell you you would see the glory of God? That is our directive. And I know the arguments. Yeah, but Jim, you don't know what I went through. Yeah, but Jim, Lazarus got raised from the dead, and my husband didn't, my wife didn't, my husband still left, my wife still left. Whatever the case may be, I know the arguments. And I know they're real, and I know it's painful, but I'm asking us, friends, to consider the words of Jesus when he said, did I not say to you, if you would believe? If and when we do, we will see the glory of God. It may not be today. The family that sat here today and last Sunday, their hearts hurt because of death. But he challenges us, if you will believe, if you will trust me, if you will give everything to me, you will see the glory and the hand of God. That's what he challenges us with. And so the question I leave you with, and I'm going to quit, can he be trusted in my tragedy? The answer is he can, if we will. He can be trusted in my tragedy, if we will. Will you trust him with your cancer? Will you trust him with the loss of your spouse? Will you trust him with the loss of your child? There's something going on behind the scenes that you don't see today. But he does. Can Jesus be trusted in my tragedy? The answer is yes, he can, if we will. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your great love. Jesus, thank you for this story that's tragic and yet beautiful. Help us, Father, when we are wrestling as Martha and Mary wrestled. We have questions like the Jews of Jerusalem that stood at the grave of Lazarus. We have questions. Couldn't you have intervened? Help us, O God, to trust. Help us to live for you completely. Help us to love you fully. And allow you to lead even in the tragedies of life. We would pray again today, Father, glorify your name. As Jesus said that day about the death of his friend Lazarus, that he may be glorified and that you, Father, may be glorified in and through it, we would pray again, O God, glorify your name in us. Thank you for the beauty of this day. But even in the beauty of this day, there are those that hurt. The sting of death is real. The title, the label of cancer is heavy. The walking out of one's spouse, out of their life, out of their marriage is real. And we pray today, Father God, that we would trust you in the tragedy and allow you to lead and allow you to mold us and to form us and to draw us closer and closer to you, to a dependence upon you that is totally real and totally surrendered. And so we give you praise this morning, Lord. In spite of the pain that we have endured, we give you praise that you are at work, working where we don't see, drawing people unto yourself, saving, encouraging, equipping, helping us come alive in Christ. Whatever it is, we give you praise for working in our tragedies. Bless everyone here, those that are watching. Help us walk this week trusting, totally dependent upon you, the living God, and Jesus Christ as Lord. Help us to walk this week trusting you in everything. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.